We have a preaching word tonight for each and every one that's listening. Praise God. We thank the Lord. I say we thank the Lord. I want to do this tonight. I can't all stand. Those that can't stand, we want to kind of wake you up in here this tonight. Praise God. Good stretch. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you. You can be seated. My preaching word tonight is run to win.
Amen.
Run to win. Do we have any runners in here tonight?
Sure.
Amen. Do you have any your jogging shoes on tonight? Praise God. It's time to run.
Yes, help me, Lord.
For Jesus. I believe through this meeting, I hear somebody said it was a runner. Amen. I don't know who it was, but it seemed like I remember that.
Amen.
And it's high time to want to run. And we want to run to win. We just don't want to be beating the air.
That's right.
We don't want to be slow poking around.
Yes.
We live in a time where there's slackness. We live in a time where folks slowing up. Amen. They got relaxed and put it in overdrive.
Help me, Lord.
Amen, somebody. Hey, but I'm here to tell you we need to be on fire for the Lord. Praise God. I wanna run. And I wanna run to win.
Amen.
Praise God. You wanna win?
Amen.
Well, all right, let's act like it.
Amen.
Praise God. Do you know we see a lot of slothfulness? We see a lot of, amen, relaxation. We see a lot of, amen, just kind of just taking it easy in Zion. But I'm here to tell you, we need to get down to business with God. Life is short and hell is hot.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. And I don't want to go there, so I'm going to run on for the Lord.
Right.
I want to say, if you can't help me, please don't stop me.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Move out of my way if you don't want to go nowhere.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to go with the Lord. I want to run for Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. The Bible, not the Bible, but that song. I love that song. I think we sung it here. 223. Praise God. Do you mean what you're doing tonight?
Yes.
Amen. That song said, I mean to go right on.
Yes.
Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never, come on, church.
Yes.
I said I will never more turn back.
By your grace.
Defeat I shall not know.
Amen.
For God will give me the victory.
Yes.
That's if you go right on. You'll get the victory if you keep going.
Help
me. Praise God. How many know victory's on our side?
Amen.
How many know we on the winning team?
Amen.
We have the winning ticket.
Amen.
We're not no failures. Amen. We're not defeated.
That's right.
Praise God. We are encouraged to keep running for Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. If we turn over here to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, we just want to read those two verses there. Amen. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. I mean, you know you can't, praise God, run weighted down. Praise
right.
God. We got to unload. Sometimes we have some baggage, amen, that we're carrying around. It's just loading us down. We can't run good. We can't run this race because we a little loaded with a lot of baggage. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, unload tonight.
Yeah.
Praise God. All this extra stuff you're carrying on with you, let's unload. And we can unload on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. All right. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How many know tonight we all in a spiritual race?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Some gonna win. Some gonna get halfway and run out of steam.
Yes.
Some just gonna fall out of the race. But I'm here to tell you, let's keep our minds on the Lord and keep our eyes on the goal. Praise God. Some of these natural races, you may lose those, but we cannot afford to lose in this spiritual race.
That's
amen.
That's
praise God. I'm going to go right on. I'm going to press on anyhow. Praise God. The devil don't want us to win. The devil want to do everything to try to stop us. Amen. He want to hinder us. But that song said, I'm not going to let nothing here hinder me.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have that same determination tonight?
Yes.
Amen. We're not going to allow anything to hinder us. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. To God be the glory. All right. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so evil beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Yes. I mean, you know, when you look unto Jesus,
yes,
he's beckoning you. You can make it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you get a little discouraged. Sometimes you get a little disappointed.
Yes.
Amen. But the Lord is beckoning us and letting us know we can make it.
Yes.
So we got to look to Jesus. We got to stay focused.
Yes.
Praise God. He wants us to win.
Yes.
Amen. Bible said he's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
I mean, and know he the one that start this thing. Huh?
Amen.
And he the one that gonna finish it.
That's right.
Praise God. So I want to make sure I'm on his team.
Amen.
I want to make sure I'm following his procedure.
Yes.
I want to make sure, amen, that I'm doing everything I know to do, because
yes,
I don't want to miss this place.
No.
Praise God. I don't want to give up. I want to keep going on.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Make the Lord good in this here.
Amen.
And here tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Praise God. Despised the shame. And now he is set down at
yes,
the right hand of the throne of God. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He's there wanting us, praise God, to keep moving on, to
amen,
keep pressing on,
amen,
to keep going on. Amen. Amen. I'm decided here, praise God, that I'm a follower of the Lord. Do we have that decision tonight? Amen. Do we have that decision tonight to make up your mind that I'm going to follow the Lord? Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. We got to put forth effort.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. You know that song we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. That's a very determination song. And we need to be, amen, and have that mind concept to have, amen, a mind to follow the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Things gonna try to stop us. Things
yes,
gonna try to hinder us. But amen, you go right on in Jesus' name. And I'm going to sing a verse or two of that song. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no, excuse me, I got it too high. I got it too high, excuse me. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No, no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Hate the whole world, but give me Jesus.
Come on here. Yeah.
Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Are you ready to praise him? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. come on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. Yes, we're traveling now. I'm on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. I'm on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah! Decided to follow Jesus. I made that decision to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow the Lord. Follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. A chain
to from the Christian.
Here it is. It's a great change to be like Jesus. There's a great chain to be like Jesus. No turning back. No
turning back. No turning back.
The world behind. The world behind me. The love passed before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. No turning back. I'm on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. I'm on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. I'm on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. No turning back. No turning back. I tell you what,
no turning back.
Yes. If we really want to see Jesus, we got to stay on this road.
Yes.
Amen. That lead us to Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got to just have no more but Christ in view.
Yes.
That's all you want to see is Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. I love my wife. I love my family. But I tell you, when it comes down to the Lord, I'm not going to let nobody come on.
Yes.
Make me lose out.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And in order to not allow you to be lose out, you have to stay focused on Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. You got to keep your eyes on the mark. And you got to keep your eyes on the high calling. Praise God. We don't have time to look to the right and to the left and try to busybody seeing what's going over here and what's going over there. But we need to see what's going on right here with the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We live in a time now, a crucial time, where everything is going on. Anything goes. Amen. And people's getting the mind off the Lord. And amen. Through this pandemic, amen. People, praise God, now that used to go to church. Now folks now don't even want to go to church and haven't came back from after the pandemic. Still home. Praise God. That's the trick of the enemy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Get in church.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Witness to God. Don't let nothing or nobody stop you. Praise God. You, amen. And that old devil, he wants to trip you up. Amen. He want to discourage you. He want to do things to bring stumbling blocks in your way.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, you got to go on anyway. Praise
yeah.
God. Amen. See, the devil want these lights off here. The devil want that door closed there.
Yeah.
Amen. He don't want no success on these grounds. But
yeah.
you got to let the devil know, amen, you got to go.
That's
amen.
Right.
God, this is God's property.
Right.
Praise
That's
God. And God worked miracles.
That's
God
right.
going to fix it. And he going to keep us encouraged.
Amen.
Praise God in the name of the Lord. And I'm so glad
amen.
My encouraging scripture sometimes when I look around in the church, you don't see a lot of memos there. Amen. But God let us know, don't you be discouraged. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, I will be in the mix of them.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. As long as the Lord is there,
that's, right.
That's all we need.
That's right.
Praise God. So be encouraged. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. The devil want to defeat us.
Yes.
Want to start rocking around with our head hung down and can't hardly make it. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. Look up unto the hills of which cometh thy help.
Amen.
Your help come from the Lord. Praise God. Be encouraged in the way.
Amen.
Amen. I'm decided. I have made a decision. I'm going to follow the Lord. Amen. I have made a decision. I will not turn back. Bible said when you put your hand on the plier and look it back, you ain't fit for the kingdom.
That's right.
Praise God. How many know you can't go forward and look back?
Amen.
It don't work.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to get in a collision.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But I want to keep my eyes focused on the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Do I have any witness in here?
Amen.
Praise God. I say, do I have any witness in here?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
We ain't talking about nothing foreign.
That's
this
right.
is true stuff. This is true stuff. This is gospel. It works, amen, 24 hours a day, 365, works in the morning time,
yeah.
works in the noon time, works in the evening time. Praise God.
Amen.
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 I don't care what you see or may. I don't care what's going on in our land and country. You keep your head looking up. Look to Jesus. Praise God. The devil want to deceive us. The devil want us to be all down and out. Praise God. Be encouraged.
Yes. Because
God got this in his hand.
Thank you, Lord.
And the only thing you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Don't be gazing at all this stuff that's going on. Keep focused on what the word have taught us. Praise God. Amen. This is our roadmap, as I said this morning. This is our roadmap here, the word of the Lord. Get familiar with this. This will take you from the earth to glory.
Yes.
Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Read it.
Right.
Eat it up.
Amen.
Praise God. Let it be your morning breakfast.
Amen.
Let it be your noonday lunch.
Yes.
Praise God.
Help.
Let it be your supper, huh?
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Ain't God good? Eat the word. Open that book up. Sometimes we need to put these novels up.
Help.
Hello? And pull off this right here.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, have you read that? Have you read that novel? Oh, man, that was beautiful. Have you read the Bible? Come on. What did the word say?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what the word say. Word tell us to get dressed. And get ready. Because
yeah.
the Lord is at hand. How many know half-dressed saints ain't going to make it?
Amen.
Huh? Bible teaches us over there in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. He teaches us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh.
You know, we're living in a time we want to kind of do what we want to do. Amen. You know, I don't want to dress up. I don't want to put on the armors. I want to amen. Do what I want to do. And I'm telling you, when you're doing what you want to do, you won't be going back with him. Because if the Lord going to tell you where I am, you cannot come.
Yes.
You got to go by the yes. law. You got to go by the book. Praise
yes.
God. And that's what's happening now. That's why the world is so wicked. Because folks is not reading the word. Amen. Folks is not going by the book. Amen. You can hold the book. You can ride the book in your car on your dash. Amen. You can put the book in your family room and have it open into Psalms 23. That ain't doing nothing. Hello. You got to dig in the word. Amen. Study the word to show thyself approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
Amen. Bible said we'll destroy because the lack of knowledge, praise God. Why we're lacking is because we ain't taking time to read our word.
All right.
Praise God. Amen. And then you wondering, amen, why you quit running and now you're just walking.
Lord.
It's time to run for Jesus. You remember Zacchaeus? Amen. He knew Jesus was coming by.
Yes.
Amen. He made haste.
Praise God, he put on his jogging shoes and began to run because he knew Jesus was going to pass by there. So he ran and climbed a tree. Praise God. He put forth effort. That's why a lot of time we don't be where we need to be because we don't want to put forth effort. Do you know that in order to see Jesus, you got to put forth some effort?
Yes.
Amen. You got to work hard.
Yeah.
You got to want to see him worse than anything. Amen. Then you'll put forth effort. Zacchaeus put forth effort and he climbed the tree. And, amen. Because he knew Jesus, praise God, was coming that way. Ain't God good in here. And Zacchaeus was a short man. Amen. The Bible said he was short of stature. Amen. And he, everybody else was tall. And you know, if you're short and everybody's tall, only thing you do is see their back. Praise God. Amen. And your back ain't going to save you. Come on, somebody. But I want to climb the tree because I know Jesus is passing through here. Praise God. So he went and he climbed the tree and praise God. So he was hiding everybody. So he was able to see distant. He looked. Come on, somebody. Are you looking? Amen. He looked and he saw Jesus. Praise God. He saw Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because he made haste because he wanted to see Jesus. He put forth effort. Praise God. And Jesus saw him.
Amen.
What did Jesus tell him?
That's right.
Jesus said, come down. Come down. Today I want to what? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Look at God.
Praise
won't
God.
He do it, sister?
Praise
that sound like Sister Susan, I believe. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
That's
I want to abide with you today.
Yes.
Amen. And I want to tell you the Lord want to abide with us today.
Amen.
Tonight. Amen. Tonight. Let tonight yeah. be your night.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like Brother, praise God, Baxter. He said he wanted to see somebody saved yeah. that would just do him so great. Amen. That yeah. just bring healing to him. Come on,
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
Ain't God good? Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody to get life. Praise God. Quit walking around here dead.
That's
amen.
Right.
Get life in you.
That's
and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Everlasting life.
Yes.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world. He loved us. He loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believing in him shall not perish.
Amen.
But shall have everlasting life.
Yes.
Praise God. That's what I want. Amen. That's why I preach like I preach. Amen. And I don't put no sugar and spice in my sermons.
All right.
Amen. I tell it like it is.
All right.
Amen. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at yourself.
Right.
Because the word gonna teach us. It gonna remind us. Praise God. If it's stepping on your toes, just squeeze those toes in and say, Lord, help me just to get what I need to get and make some changes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Life is short, church. Life is short, church.
Yeah.
And hell is hot.
All right.
Amen. You're making a choice. Either or. Either you want the Lord to say, depart from me, I never knew you, or I know you not. Or either you want the Lord to tell you, well done,
yes.
thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
I love that word, well done.
Yes.
Amen. When I go to the restaurant, and they said, Sarah, how you want your steak? I said, I want it well done, but not burnt. Hello. Sometimes you tell them you want it well done. They got it pretty on the outside of the front side when they bring it to you. It looks so juicy and pretty. But I learned to turn it over. Come on, somebody. Then it's hard and cracky and overcooked. Praise God. Then the next and dry. And the next thing I said, sir, ma'am, could you make me another steak?
That's right.
I said, well done. I don't want it burned. Amen. Praise God. So well done is a good word.
Yes.
Praise God. Well done.
Yes.
Well done. Ain't that right? Well
Amen.
Done, that good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Well done. Amen. I want to say it so much tonight, I want you to dream about it tonight. Well done. Well done. Amen. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come and enter in to the joys of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And I tell you what, we're going to read this last scripture coming here over here from Ephesians. Let's turn over here to Ephesians. Amen. I ain't gonna be here all night with you. Praise God. We need to learn how to spend our time wisely. Praise God. Yes. Get to the point. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. The Lord can help us, can't he?
Amen.
I said he can help us.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. All right, let's move on now. All right. We want to read here Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Praise God. Ephesians, the 6th chapter is getting us dressed up because we're getting ready to leave out of here. We want to make sure we got our uniforms on. We want to make sure everything is intact. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, the Lord. Ain't the Lord good in this place?
Amen.
Amen. Running a race, you got to make sure you got your equipment.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, Uncle Sam, Mommy? Amen. Everybody, here's a soldier over here.
Yes.
Praise God. Sergeant Baxter there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on the daughter posted him in his uniform. I said, man, I believe I know that guy. Amen. Had a uniform on. He looked pretty tough.
Yes.
Amen. I didn't want to bother that guy. But I'm glad he got saved.
Amen.
I ain't worrying about him beating me up now.
Yes.
Amen. Now he's left us the veteran and the soldier of mankind. Now he's a soldier of the Lord.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
He's in that race.
That's right.
Praise God. But I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. And you know, brother, when you dress, when it's time for you to put uniform on, amen, everybody's hat is even and everything is level. And you can put a yardstick, amen, those shoes, everybody. I don't care if you wore size 12 or wore size 10 or 8, but you all stand up, amen, in line, and you're straight. Praise God. Look at those soldiers. Man, ain't nobody kind of up a little bit. Somebody in the, but you right together.
Yes.
Praise God. You get out of line, and you'll see what that commander do for you.
Yes.
Amen. You got there, and them shoes is shining too.
That's
amen.
Right.
Everything looked upon. And that's how we need to look when the Lord look upon us.
Yes.
We want to have all of our armor zone. Amen. Yes. We want to have it all. So we can be to face the devil.
Yes.
You know, the devil, he got armors too.
Oh, yes.
And you go out with half dress. You half dress. And you have half armor on and trying to defeat the enemy. You might get defeated. See, because you don't have the whole uniform.
Yes.
And I'm going to read here. The Bible teaches us over here in Ephesians, praise God. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, amen, and the 10th verse. Let's see what that said there. Amen. Ephesians. Praise God, 6:10. Let me have a read of, please.
Finally, my brethren.
Finally. What the finally mean? At last, my brother.
Be strong.
I done told you all what to do.
Yes.
Now this is finally. Get the information. And let's get right.
Amen.
Let's get dressed. Now, finally, at the end, my brethren,
be strong in the Lord.
First of all, we must be strong in the Lord.
And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Hold on, sister.
Amen.
You got to put on.
Yes.
It's something we must do. Okay. See, sometimes we just look for the Lord to do everything. We just sit down, here I go, Lord, whatever. No, you got to draw. See, the Bible said, some people say, you know, if you make one step, he'll make two. But let me say that. I'm going to be first step. He done made his step. You need to make some steps. Amen. When he died on Calvary's cross, he made his step. Now you need to say, let me make a step.
Yes.
To join with him.
Yes.
Amen. Like I said last night, he is saying, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes, Lord.
You're not going to get no rest if you don't have the whole arm of God.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. You got to be ready for battle.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
amen.
Right.
The battle is coming.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready or not.
Yes.
Kind of like when you play hide and go seek. You better hide.
Yes.
Ready or not, I'm getting ready to come.
That's right.
Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Amen. And some folks get caught.
Yes.
That same way with the Lord. You're going to get caught. And you're going to get caught and you undress.
Help, Lord.
And the Lord is going to tell you where I am. You cannot come. It is important. Now, read on now, my sister.
Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We not beating nobody up. We ain't holding you and throwing you down. That's not what it's all about. No flesh and blood.
Amen. But against principalities.
Against principalities.
Against powers.
Against powers.
The rulers of the darkness of this world.
Amen. The ruler of darkness in this world.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
And spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't you see it? Do you see what's going on in our land and country?
Oh, yes.
Do you see these wicked leaders? Yes. Do you see all these things that are taking place? Amen. God is in control.
That's right.
You just make sure you got your armor on. You just make sure you equipped.
Amen.
You just make sure you are ready.
Amen.
Praise God. Because the Lord is soon to come.
Amen.
When it gets so bad, when the Lord see that it's too much, the Lord knows how to come.
Yes.
And get us all.
Yes, Lord.
Take us up with him.
That's right.
But while we down here, if the Lord still got us down here, he got your back.
That's right.
You ain't got to worry about a thing.
That's right.
Only thing he wants you to do is be in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Be dressed and ready to go. Praise God.
Amen.
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 All right, read now.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Now, it said, take unto you the whole armor of God. The whole means the whole entire armors.
Yes.
Amen. It's vital. It's important. Read.
That you might be able to withstand in the evil day.
Amen. That you might be able to stand in the evil day. How many want to stand in the evil day?
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I'm going to read two names.
Grace, Lord.
Amen. I want to stand
Amen. In
the evil day. Because guess what? The evil day is right on us.
That's right.
And you're going to see more evil.
That's right.
Praise God. We ain't seen the worst to come. That's why we got to make sure we got everything prepared and everything ready. Mm-hmm. So we'll be ready for battle. When the devil come, we ain't got to worry about him because we dress. Come on, sister.
Amen. And having done all.
And having done all to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
All right. We're dressing up now.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes, breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod with the preparation of
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all. Taking the shield of faith.
Taking the shield of faith.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
So do you see why it's so important?
Yes.
To have the shield of faith?
Yes, yes.
Now you are able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked.
Yes.
Don't think you can handle Satan by yourself. Do you know you're a weakling when you trying to handle Satan by yourself? You don't have no power.
Right. Yes.
God got the power.
That's right.
Amen. And that's why we got to make sure we got the uniform on.
Yes.
We got to make sure, amen, when the devil come with his, amen, fiery darts. I mean, to know he got some fiery darts. And it can wound you.
Yes.
But you better get that shield of faith. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hold it up right in his face.
Yes.
Hold it up and those fiery darts will bounce right off.
Yes.
Praise God. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Amen. That's why he dresses up.
Yes.
Praise God with the shield of faith.
Amen.
Praise God. And it said, and the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. See, your breastplate, amen, protects your top chest part. Amen. When things start wounding you and doctors start shooting, praise God. Amen. You don't have to run from the devil, but you just keep right on walking. Let him know I ain't going nowhere. You going out of here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But so many times when we're not dressed, what we do? We run from the devil.
Yes.
We turn our backs on the devil and run. Did the Lord ever give us a back plate? Did y'all see up here where he gave us a back plate?
No.
No, it ain't no back plate here. So what did that tell you? He don't want you to turn your back to the devil.
Amen.
Breastplate, push him out. Push him out of your church. Push him out of your home. Push him out of your life. Push him out of your job. Let him know he got to go.
Yes.
But we're living in a time now Satan can just come and appear on you in your home and your in congregation, pray to God, and anywhere you want to, and you'll come in and cross your little leg and pull up a seat and sip on some drink. A bottle of pop.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there. Let me tell you something. It should be so much on fire in this congregation. Amen.
Sure.
Singing and praising
yes.
God.
Yes.
Amen. The devil don't feel comfortable in this place.
Yes.
It's too fiery for him.
Yes.
He got to go.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You don't sit here and just let him take a seat and feel comfortable. When the power of God is in the house, he don't feel comfortable. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. What is he saying? What else
and
in the helmet?
The helmet of salvation.
The helmet. Thank God. Amen. Protection
yes.
for your head.
Yes.
Praise God.
And the sword of the Spirit.
And the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the word
which
of
is,
God.
Look it up, church. Which is the word of God.
Yes,
Lord. We need a sword.
Yes.
Amen. We need a word.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
do nothing without the word.
That's right.
Amen.
Praying always with all prayer.
After you, amen, you dress, you still got to pray always.
Yes, Lord.
Bible said a man always ought to pray and not to faint.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We don't have to faint.
That's right.
All this power God have for us, why are we fainting? Why are we weary in the journey?
Yes.
Why are you trying to throw the towel in? Amen.
Help.
Something going on.
Help.
You know what's going on? We ain't prepared.
Help, Lord Jesus.
We don't have a whole armor of God up. That's why you see these churches a lot of times with empty benches. Because folks done got discouraged.
Yes.
Amen. They get careless. Maybe one armor start leaving first. Amen. Just say your heaven of salvation. Fall off your head. Now you don't have no more. You don't have nothing to protect your head. The next thing you know, praise God, the sword done came, done went somewhere. You don't have it no more. So how you gonna make it? How you gonna maintain? How you gonna be able to drive this spiritual automobile? I'm gonna tell you this. I say sometime. We all driving. You know, we got an automobile, we drive. The devil wants to drive. He wants
yes.
to be the driver.
Yes.
He wants to help you to drive.
Yeah.
Amen. But I don't. The Lord got the wheel.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And he know how to drive and know where to take us.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen. And he knows how to protect us. But if we get the wheel, amen, we're gonna go some places we don't need to go. We're going to do some things that we don't need to do. We want to always, as I said the other night, we're gonna just be on the mountaintop all the time.
Yes.
We ain't going to never go to the valley. You ain't gonna never be strong.
No.
That's where you get your strength from in the valley. Amen. That's where you get your power from in the valley. Yes, you got to go through some things. I don't care. Sometimes I hear preachers talk about how good God is and like every day going to be Sunday. But I'm here to tell you, I just preach the truth. You're going to have some trials.
Yes,
and you're going to have some temptation. And you're going to have trouble on every side. But God said, but not in despair. He got us.
Yes.
Amen. That's why we need God. So in these difficult times, we got somebody we can go to. And somebody that we can call on. Somebody that will come to our rescue in time of trouble. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad I stand in this night on the promises of God.
Yes.
And his promises said that he will never leave us.
Right.
He will never forsake us.
Never.
Praise God. His promises said that, amen, weeping endure for a night. Huh? But joy will come in the morning. We're going to weep a while. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. You got to weep at night.
Yes.
But when morning comes, come out smiling. And amen. With joy in your soul.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Absolutely.
Amen. See, when we say we're a child of God, people quit reading this right here, but they're reading your lives.
Yes.
And we got to prove to them who we are.
Amen.
Not by getting on the rooftop and, hey, I'm saved. I go to the church of God. I've been serving the Lord. No, you just live it.
That's right.
Stay off the rooftop. Just keep walking on these concrete streets.
Yes.
Amen. Living life. Folks can see it.
Yes.
They can see your life. Me and my wife was eating in a restaurant several times. Nobody know me. Nobody know my name. I just finished cutting my lawn. I had old shoes on, old clothes on, and I believe I had some holes in my tennis shoes because I just finished cutting grass. People can know who you are. They know you godly. They know you saved. They know you think, hello.
That's right.
I had a person to pass by me. I was telling it to somebody the other day. This young family, husband and wife and two or three children. We was eating, me and my wife eating and talking, but I know this man walked by me. I saw him looking. See, you know, today you got to be careful because the devil's busy.
Yeah.
You don't know what somebody's going to do.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I was eating, but you know how you eat and you're looking up out of that other eye? See, back then I had two good eyes. I could see really good. And I'm over there looking at him. I told my wife, I said, wonder why he looking at us. Wonder why he looking at us, Sister Doris. So I was getting kind of fretful.
Yes.
But I kept my eyes on him and I kept eating because ain't nobody going to stop me from my well-done steak. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
So he got up and he came to me. He said, listen, sir, you got to be a child of God. And I'm dressing all dirty and probably smelling too because I was sweaty. I said, how you know that? He said, man, and this happened several times, not just this yesterday. He said, I passed by you. Man, I could feel that anointing. He said, you, hey, man, I know you're a child of God.
Amen.
What church you go to? You know, they always want to say they're coming to the church. You got a card, and I always practice keeping the card. I said, yeah, here's the card. I'm going to come to your church. And that been 3 years ago, but it ain't made a year. But nevertheless, the point I'm trying to bring out that people can feel the anointing.
Oh, yes.
People can see that you're a child of the King. Amen. You don't have to get on the rooftop. You ain't got to try to wear, amen, garments to make people see that I'm a preacher. You got people sometimes with the, preacher with the collar. Amen. They want everybody to know they look preacher. And they strutting around with their chest out. Man, come on here. Let your light shine.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Lord wants to see.
Amen.
Your light shine. Ye are the light of the world. City that cannot be hid. Amen. I believe we're going to stop right here. And I believe we're going to give opportunity. We're going to give time. Amen. For someone to join this army.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I don't really promote the Uncle Sam army, but I do promote the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes I go places and people said I walk like I'm a military man because, you know, military man, he kind of have his, he ain't just laying all over you, but you know, they train you to stand up tall and amen. So maybe they And they asked me, they said, are you a veteran? Sometimes they want to give you a veteran discount. And I look like a veteran. A lot of them say, are you a veteran? I said, not a veteran of Uncle Sam Army. I am a veteran, but I'm a veteran for Jesus. Veteran here. I'm in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And that army is powerful.
Yes.
Praise God. That army works. We all on one accord. Doing God's will. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm very thankful tonight. And I want to recruit some veterans tonight.
All right, man.
Who want to be a veteran for the Lord?
Help us, Lord.
Praise God! Amen. Thank you. Who else want to be a veteran for the Lord?
Yes.
Wow! Hallelujah! Ain't God good? Do we have any more veterans? Oh, wow.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Amen. We all in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
One, we in a powerful army. One can chase 1,000.
That's right.
And two can put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
Quit feeling like we are useless. Yes. I feel sometimes the devil just pushes in the corner and feel like we ain't got no power. We can't do nothing. Don't feel that way. We serve an almighty God.
That's
we serve
right.
a God. He's not disabled. He's not handicapped. Amen. He don't have, amen, no issues. We serve an almighty God, a God that can do all things but fail.
Yes.
Amen. And then some of us are still saying, you know, he ain't failed me yet. Yet. What you talking about yet? Yet meaning that you think he gonna fail you tomorrow, next week, or next year. Yet. But he's coming, he's going to fail this. No. What you say, he's a never-failing God.
Yes.
Amen. He's a never-failing God. Leave yet off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this message tonight. And we hope and pray. Amen. That my veterans, do you know what I want my veterans to do tonight? You all that raise your hand. I want my veterans to come up here. I want my veterans to sit on these chairs right here. And we're going to pray for more strength.
Amen.
So you can stay in the army of the Lord. You know, the devil don't want you to be a veteran. The devil don't want you to be in his army. But we're going to be in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, because our number is getting few. And it's our job to do some recruiting.
Yes.
My wife brought out a good point today when she was talking. It was today. I don't know if it was tonight or this morning. But, you know, we're living in a time where people got that thing going like, oh, it's just a traveler every now and then. Nobody want this. Nobody want this. Oh, yes, somebody do.
Amen.
The Lord let me see. There are some old Jerry Lennons out there that need to come in here.
Yes.
Amen. There's some more Kenny Baxters out there in the world that would love to be in this place.
All
right. Yes. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. But it's our job to go into the highways and hedges and compel thee to come. Do some recruiting. Praise God.
Yes.
Renew yourself. Praise God. Now, we're getting ready to do a renewal of vows, marriage vows. But I want to tell you, it is important for renewal for yourself. Renewal, amen. Get some spiritual renewal. Praise God. And get revived and be encouraged and be excited. Who wants something? Amen. And you sitting around here like a lump on the log and your head all hung down and you just looking to the ground and you talking about Jesus is good.
All right.
And look at you. What Jesus? Because you look like you know Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hello in this place. You got to make the way attractive.
Yes.
Amen. Because I see it. I see it. I go around. I see it.
All right.
And this thing is folding in.
Yes, my Lord.
But we got to stay encouraged.
Yes, Lord.
Let's realize this. Come on, my.